Almost 13,000 B-17 bombers were produced by Boeing, Douglas, and Lockheed from 1936 until 1945. More than 8,000 of these aircraft were lost in both combat operations and training accidents. The remaining combat veterans and early production models were stored and later scrapped in the vast scrap drives of the late 1940s. Altogether, 58 B-17s have survived, and as of June of this year, only 13 are currently in flying condition. One of those 13 is called Aluminum Overcast. It is owned by the Experimental Aviation Association and is available for rides and tours Friday through Sunday at Olive Branch Airport. Dan Bolin is one of two pilots of the B-17 Aluminum Overcast.
This airplane was manufactured May the 18th, 1945. Of course, the war was over in Europe May the 8th, so it was 10 days late. It didn't see combat. It went directly from the factory to the boneyard.
Hewlin Roberts survived 32 missions as bombardier in a B-17. He hasn't been flying in one since May 3, 1945, and he's going up with us today.
I lost three different crews that stayed with us in the same hut. But good Lord took care of me some way and brought me back home. I was married at the time. And I've done all my missions in seven months and 14 days. And that's why I spent such a short time in service. As I say, I came back here to train to go to the Pacific, and it was over with.
I'm seated at the radio operator's station. It's in a surprisingly small room just behind the bomb bays. And as you can hear, the engines are started. We'll be taking off shortly.
I'm now in the nose of the aircraft at the bombardier's position, and it is unbelievable. Looking straight down at the ground at the fields, it's just incredible. It's the most amazing place I've ever been.
I'm in the back of the airplane now, near the side gunner positions. As you can hear, it's incredibly noisy. Again, very small, probably less than 6 feet across side to side. The view is incredible out these huge side windows. Of course, they do have machine guns mounted in the middle of them. After I took my turn in the bombardier's position at the front of the plane, I was fortunate enough to get to help Mr. Roberts into the position that he held the last time in 1945.
You're in an unpressurized airplane that's open. There's no heat in there. They had heated flying suits, electrically heated. They had big heavy gloves on, minus 40 degrees. If you take your glove off, you lose your hand. And people are shooting at you, flak and fighters coming in, and you're 18 years old, and you got to do it 24 more times to come home. Like I said, that's incredible bravery.
The Experimental Aircraft Association's B-17 bomber Aluminum Overcast will be at Olive Branch Airport Friday through Sunday for tours and rides. There is a charge which goes to pay for the operation and maintenance costs of the airplane. To reserve your place on this piece of history, go to b17.org. For WKNO, I'm Daryl Snodgrass.